Hello and welcome to the audio introductory notes for Little Bulb's Four Seasons. My name's Dot Alma and I'll be audio describing the performance on Saturday the 6th of April at 2 p.m. The performance will last around 45 minutes. There will be a touch tour at 1 p.m. which will be around half an hour. The touch tour will give you a chance to explore the space, props and costumes. The performance and touch tour will be held in the council chambers at Battersea Arts Centre. All the performances will be relaxed, meaning you can move around if you need to, and if you need to leave the performance at any point, you'll be allowed to return to the space when you feel ready. The council chamber of Battersea Arts Centre is a modern performance space. The seating is end-on, raked and goes right up to the edge of the stage. The stage is unraised and the floor is black. The walls of the space are hung with black drapes. The show is hosted by two gardeners and one onstage stage manager. The gardeners travel through the four seasons and the show follows the story of a farmer and his dog. On the stage are the set and props, which the actors use to tell the story. It feels like a wonderful jumble of objects that might have once belonged in a garden centre, but will be imagined into animals, plants and elements of the seasons. A white tarpaulin sheet might represent snow. The sun, the lid of a large metal rubbish bin, the underside covered with gold leaf to make it even shinier. A fly costume is made up of metal sieves to cover someone's eyes, and rain is strips of blue and purple plastic liners. At the front of the stage, in the middle, are some sections of low wooden picket fencing. This gets moved around by the performers to create different scenes in the space. Lining the left-hand side of the stage from front to back are some shiny buckets, a wooden table, chair, an orange bucket, a fan, and a large brown box. Alex, the stage manager, is sometimes stood here with his computer, helping to operate the show. Along the back are some thin green plastic greenhouses that store props, as well as wooden ladders that more props are hung on. Behind them, from left to right, the summer tree, the autumn tree and the winter tree. The summer tree is a 5'7" whittled beech tree with a fair few deep green oversized oak-shaped leaves placed in a large black heavy umbrella weight stand. The autumn tree is roughly 6-foot whittled beech tree with many bright orange shiny oversized oak-shaped leaves and acorns placed in an umbrella weight stand. The winter tree is a 7-foot whittled beech tree with many shiny white and soft white oversized oak-shaped leaves placed in, you've guessed it, an umbrella weight stand. Along the right-hand side of the stage are some silver buckets, wicker baskets, a glimpse of some more props, and a bright orange kite is hung up. In the middle of the space, about a third of the way back, is a brown wooden potting table with shelves. On the top shelf is a brown box labelled Earth. To the right of this is an upside down mop. On the right, an empty umbrella stand. You'll now hear the actors introducing themselves.
Hello, my name is Vic Llewellyn. I am a short, stocky, bald, white man with a ginger beard. I'm in my early 60s. In the show, I play myself, Vic. I also play Newbie the dog, in which I wear a flat cap with rubber gloves sewn on to look like ears. In the show, I also play many animals and plants that appear throughout the seasons, including cherry blossom, a daffodil, ducks, a boxing hare, a snake, a stag, an otter, chicken, a squirrel, a wild boar, a snowstorm, a Highland cow, and a robin at Christmas.
When Vic plays himself, he wears loose light khaki trousers, a light green t-shirt, stripy teal and dark green socks, and olive green shoes. He also wears an olive green, white and brown checkered, thick shirt with rolled up sleeves, a dark green apron with a wide front central pocket and tan coloured straps, two bright green coloured knee pads, and a dark olive green flat cap.
Hello, my name's Claire, Claire Beresford, and I am a short, mousy-looking white woman in her late 30s with mid-length strawberry blonde hair tied in a ponytail at the back. I play myself in the show and also a farmer who has quite a cheeky dog called Newbie. And during the show, I also play an array of animals and bits of nature, including cherry blossom, snowman, lamb, a stream, boxing hare, a bird, a fly, some wasps, a caterpillar, a butterfly, a crow, a lawnmower, some fish, a stag, a fox, a hedgehog, a snail, some snow, a mouse, a badger, some holly, and a swan. And possibly some other things as well, but that's already quite a lot. Hope you enjoy the show. Bye!
Claire wears teal leggings, a light green undershirt, teal ankle socks with white and darker teal flowers on them, and minty green shoes. She wears a dark teal, white and brown checkered thin shirt with rolled up sleeves, a dark green apron with a wide front central pocket bulging with contents, and tan coloured straps. When Claire plays a farmer, she dons a green tweed flat cap and takes on her Somerset accent.
Hello, my name's Alexander Scott, and I'm a tall white guy with a bit of a bushy beard and messy hair, and I play the stage manager. So I help Claire and Vic get their props, and I basically look after all the electrical things in the show, like a fan, that anything with a plug that needs plugging in. So there's a hairdryer and a big fan and some lights. And when I'm not doing those things, I'm helping Vic and Claire with their with all of their bits.
Alex wears sandy coloured loose trousers with a light brown t-shirt and warm sandy brown coloured socks with bright orange chunky trainers. He wears a thick, warm autumnal orange and brown checkered shirt and a brown apron with brown straps. We hope that you enjoy the show and look forward to having you at Battersea Arts Centre.